D-Glaze.
I took midgets in the backseat wrestling.
No, I mean, I think it sounds great.
Whatever, I got a deep voice. Barry White over here.
You're like Barry White, dude. You ever heard of that guy?
No, never. Who's that guy?
Obviously, he's this white guy named Barry, and he liked to sing songs, dude. If I remember right, he sang hip-hop. He was a hip-hop singer, Barry White.
Hip-hop singer.
Hip-hop singer. Yep.
How many joints have you smoked today?
How many are there?
Because this is...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank
all
you.
All you in the audience, you're welcome.
Oh, my God. So much love.
Thanks. Thanks for the love and you're welcome that we're here.
So, season three.
That's Trey.
And our second 420 podcast will be this weekend also.
That's right. That's right. We're gonna maybe do a live cast.
How we could do... Oh, you figured out how to do that.
No editing. Other than that, what we get... is what we get. Scary.
That's going to offend somebody.
That's going to happen for sure.
So I apologize in advance for anybody that gets offended by the R word, the F word, the S word, the T word, the B word.
All the vowels.
The U word, the Z word.
R-S-T-L-N.
Look, I'm going to say what my heart feels at the moment. And if it's going to be a great fucking joke at that moment, I'm going to say my fucking joke.
PC be damned.
Offend who it offends. Right. We'll talk about it later.
That's right.
We'll smoke a joint, but I'm not going to apologize immediately. I'm not.
No, and as you shouldn't. You should apologize for what you're saying right now, but other than that, you shouldn't apologize for anything.
I apologize for what I'm saying right now.
Fuck, you give in so easy, bro.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm
so
apologetic.
Sorry. I'm apologetic.
That's so cute, dude. You're so cute.
Aww. You make my balls blush. It says a lot.
Because I'm guessing they're cumin colored already.
Already.
So we've got...
Hey, they come flavored.
They come with flavor. Yes, they do. They taste like cumin.
Yes, they do.
Cinnamon. Salt.
So this is actually our first podcast from... Our second studio.
Our south studio. This one's in the Bermuda Triangle, folks.
Yeah. We're right at the tip.
We're on the tip.
You know, everybody loves a tip, a good right. tip. And this is one of the nicest tips Scott has seen, at least. You know, this is a very nice tip. He likes it. He's been around it. He's done his turn.
Oh, yeah.
He's played.
This tip does not suck.
Gone home and remembered the tip.
Oh, yeah. I've swallowed the shaft.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Gurgled the balls.
I don't know what he's talking about. I'm talking about the tip of where we're at.
Oh, the Bermuda Triangle? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen it.
Lake Worth Beach.
Lake Worth Beach, shout out. They got a cool downtown. They got a cool water tower. They got a cool beach. And they got cool hookers.
And if you guys know the area, there's probably some great stories out there. And we're trying to get some of the local restaurant workers to come do a podcast. Everybody says the same thing. Oh, I'm going to be nervous. I'm not going to be sure what to talk about. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. And we're like, dude, we're just having a conversation.
Well, yeah, but some people don't know how to talk, dude.
We've been a witness to that. That one kid we tried.
No,
he was trying really hard.
I'll tell you
know what I think it is? I think he was trying a little too hard.
It's like that person you get high with who's like, or drunk with that pretends to be more fucked up than they are for whatever reason.
Yeah. You ain't got to be extra. That's what kids are saying now. I got that. You see how I use that?
Extra?
You can't be extra. People be extra.
That's the fuck? I got that for my niece. That's something else kids
you straight?
Are you straight? That's old school. The fuck?
The fuck?
Right now, I'm on the verge of quitting smoking weed because I smoke it all day long.
I don't understand the words coming out of your mouth right now.
I'm beating myself up and I'm getting older. So it's time for me to, you know.
Live a little longer?
Yeah.
Why? What's left?
What do you pay for that weed? How much is that? Whatever, though. I don't give a fuck.
All right. Gift me some weed. And I will loan you some money.
Okay.
Okay.
All I know is this, dude.
Hmm.
Dickies do and dickies don't. Hickies will and hickies won't.
It's a lot of dick on your mind right now.
Dickies will and dickies won't.
It's a lot of dick on your mind right now. I don't get it.
I'm dick for that gayness, dude. Yeah, I got lots of gay friends. You're gay.
Nope.
We got new merch.
And then I got that shirt coming that I showed
that
you.
Shirt's badass. Who'd you get it for?
I don't know who the fuck fits a medium, so I just bought a medium.
We're going to do a contest for the one deglazed titty shirt. Tell you what, girls, free shirt if you send a picture of your boobs, and we'll send back pictures of our DBs. I'll get a really good one of Lowe's. I'll get real up and close. Come on. If I bring in baby hands, think how big your DB would look if he was like hand in your like coin pocket, like thumb in it, like he was a cowboy. Like on the steel horse, he ride. Like on the fence line, right? You know, like it'd be perfect, dude. You know? You never seen a beer commercial?
That's still another guy's hand really close to my dick,
though. That's the way your dick looks bigger, though. And he fluffs you a little. Why not? Why do you hate baby hands, dude? Why do you hate babies? Hands and baby hands, dude. This just in. Lo hates shit. Why do you hate shit, Lo? Let's get to the bottom of this. Why? What hurts you?
Everything hurts.
How does that make you feel?
Everything hurts.
Do you need a massage on everything?
Everything.
Let's massage your insides right now. All right.
I just needed to start from the middle out.
Lo, allow me to touch you, dude. Allow me to touch you in a way you've never been touched before.
I need to be touched from the middle out.
Dude, I will get right to your middle. Trust me. There's about three ways I can get the three entrances. The answer is there is not three entrances on my body.
There isn't. I don't know.
Absolutely not, unless you count each nostril.
It's fucking not three.
Actually, there would be.
That'd be four.
Five entrances.
That's before.
On the human body. What are you talking about?
And the ears, that's six. What are you counting?
One side each of ears. So that's two. Each nostril.
That's two.
Four.
That's four.
Mouth, five.
Five.
What are you counting? You said six. What else is an entrance to the body, dude? Let's get through the bottom of this.
The way you're talking.
Well, I mean, if you're a girl, there is one more entrance, dude.
The way you were talking about like entrances.
Entrances, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about entrances.
You were talking about.
Sound enters. Sound enters your ears. You ready for this? Smell enters your nose. Food enters your mouth. Now that's five. What's your sixth one? What else is an entrance?
To some people.
Well, I'm just asking. I mean, we were talking, counting ourselves. We were counting on our bodies. So what were you counting, sir?
If you have a thermometer.
All right. That's touche. Touche. Kind of the most unholiest of holies, but okay.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Just like every single hand you've ever shooken.
Has touched a butthole.
Has touched a butthole. Whoa. Mind blown. Mind sucked. I mean, blown.
Every hand.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever has touched a butthole.
Nice to meet you.
I'm not shaking it. I'm all about the fist bumps nowadays. I'm all about those fist bumps. Grease under the fingernails. I don't trust it anymore. I'll start cutting my
shake
shit.
Shake no more mechanic hands.
No more anybody's hands.
Wow. Women? You're not going to shake women's hands?
No.
Is that what you're telling me? You're not going to shake a woman's hand?
No.
When you meet them, you're going to fist bump a girl. Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah, no, I'll be like, sorry.
That's all you got to do. Just fist pump every woman you meet. Be like, hey.
I want a chest bump.
That's a good way. Hey, sorry, I don't touch hands. My chest bump.
My chest bump. Smart, bro.
We don't shake hands. We chest bump.
We chest bump. Or we scissor.
I don't scissor.
You don't?
There's no way for me to do that. Mm. I'm either inside or I'm out.
You've never done like scissor fucking?
There's no rubbing.
Have you ever done the French helicopter?
What the fuck is that?
It's where the girl is doggy style with her face down, her ass up, and then the dude is fucking her doggy style, but instead of fucking her, he's just got his feet off the ground, and he's spinning circles. So like as you spin around, you got your hands on the ground and then you spin up and then your feet are on the ground and you just spin circles like that behind her and your feet don't touch the ground, basically. Like you just kind of spin right over it.
It's called the French helicopter.
How is she?
She's face down, ass up. Kind of where you can like.
So you're just twirling.
You can kind of wheelbarrow, kind of like you're holding the wheelbarrow, but you're like.
Upside down.
You're like this.
Spinning yourself.
Yeah, you're spinning yourself like this. And you're like teetering on top of her.
Well, she's. Damn, she got to hold some weight. I'm a big dude. I'm not little.
Well, you got to
maybe get yourself. Maybe French guys are really tiny, but.
Well, you're going to have to get yourself. They are, dude. And they eat like chunks of chocolate, huge pieces of butter, and they don't ever get fat. But what you should do is get yourself a bigger French woman. You could have a menage a four. I figured out how to count to five, I think, in French. I think it's un, deux, trois, foie gras. Cook dad joke. You didn't get it? You know what foie gras is, right? Well, it sounds like four. Foie, four. Especially because three is trois. Trois, foie. Toi,
deux, is
deux, right? So, un, deux,
trois,
foie, gras.
Still not funny.
It's still fucking hilarious, still dude. Not funny. I'm putting that shit in a movie. There's going to be a Hispanic guy in that movie, and his last name is going to be Rita. That's hilarious. How would you say Mr. Rita in Spanish? Please say it. I'll wait.
You're horrible. You're horrible.
Go on.
Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Señor Rita.
It's the best, dude. It's the best.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
It's good, dude. That's just fucking hilarious.
Mr. Rita? Mr. Rita.
Mr. Rita.
Sorry, we're in Mexico. We speak Spanish here.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Señorita?
Señorita?
Señorita? Señorita, is there a señorita? There's a lot of ladies here. What are you talking about?
I am señorita. Hello.
I'm señorita. Oh, I'm sir. You are a sir. No, no, no. I'm señorita.
No, no, no. No. Yo soy nombre señorita. Did I say that right?
That's horrible. No.
El perfecto.
Nope. Not even close.
Well, that's how I'm translating it in my brain hole. The one of those entrances.
One of those.
Brain hole.
One of those.
What's that joke? Fucking, hey, doc, man, my fucking anus hurts, man. Where does it hurt? Right around the entrance. Well, I think as long as you call anything around your anus an entrance, it's going to hurt.
Hey.
I can't believe I hit the right button for the first up top.
Got that shit.
Get fist your poop pump. Hands off me.
Fist pump.
Poop.
Poop hands. Everyone has poop hands. That's going to fuck with me for the rest of my life.
Everybody's got some poop on their hands.
Everybody got poop hands.
Yeah, you get dick. You get dick.
Oh, my
you
God. That sounded like poop pants.
So I'm smoking some tweeds for this podcast. Why? Because I'm not a quitter, dude.
Not a quitter. I witnessed it. He will not quit.
I'm a machine.
He will not quit.
I just want to love. You know, I just want to love, man, and be loved. Have you ever loved before?
Sometimes.
Do you feel like that you could love again?
Maybe.
Do you think maybe that you could hurry up and have some babies?
Nope.
Your mom told me she'd give me $500 if you had babies this week.
Nope. Sorry.
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 Not sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
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 Remember from Anchorman 2?
Two? Yeah, that's right. The Canadians.
Sorry.
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 That's James Carey.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. He said one of my favorite Inside Hollywood things.
James.
He said something funny. It was on that Driving Cars. But he was talking about Rodney Dangerfield. And one time, Jim Carrey and his dad were hanging out together, and Rodney Dangerfield was with them somehow or another on set. Jim Carrey said that his he and his dad were just kind of riffing off each other and improvising. Well, he and Rodney Dangerfield, and Jim was like, man, I get tired, or I was starting to draw blanks, so I'd tag my dad, and he would jump in and just start going. He goes, my dad's a really funny guy. He goes, every time I saw Rodney Dangerfield after that, he's like, he'd always start their conversation with, man, this guy's dad, funniest guy I ever met. Funniest guy, you know, like.
And what
like
does it have to do with weed? We're supposed to be talking about weed.
And I was, I got 2 degrees of separation for Jim Carrey and weed. My buddy I used to buy weed from and then became good buddies with, he went off to L.A. and was cooking at a sushi place. And every morning in L.A. in his neighborhood, he'd go over and drink coffee at this place and read the paper. It was like kind of pre-cell phones. And he goes, man, all of a sudden one Sunday, and for Sundays for a long time, Jim Carrey came rolling up on his, or whatever day it was, on his motorcycle, and he'd back his motorcycle in, buy coffee, and sit down and read his paper. And he goes, after a couple of weeks of it, he goes, I'm reading my paper, and I look up, and there's Jim Carrey standing over me at the table. And he goes, how you doing, man? I'm Jim. And my boy Birdo's a hilarious guy. He's like, oh, I'm Birdo. Jim Carrey was like, cool, man. We've been drinking coffee next to each other for like a month or two now, so I just figure we should probably meet. It's 2 degrees right there.
Right there. Jim Carrey. He knows Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey to Birdo to me.
Jim Carrey.
Yep. That's why I call him James, just out of respect.
That means I know Dave Chappelle. 2 degrees.
Explain.
Hold on. Before I tell the story. All right. So, 2 degrees. I know Dave Chappelle. Harlan Williams, if you know.
Yes.
Half Baked, which is my favorite pop movie. I was actually working at a radio station back in 2007.
Butternuts.
And he was promoting something he was doing. I forgot what he was doing. I'm an asshole for that. But I decided to show up one morning and see how they do their morning show, how they prep and all that stuff. All of a sudden, I was in there and I was just hanging out. And then one of the girls that works in the morning, Dina, she comes up to me. He's like, hey, oh my God, are you here because Harlan Williams is here? And of course, I'm an asshole. I didn't know who he was back then. And I was like, who? He's like, the guy from Half Baked. I was like, he's going to be here today. He's like, yeah, I thought that was the reason you came in. I was like, no, I just randomly came in because I wanted to see how you guys prep. And she's like, oh, okay, that's cool that you want to learn. I was like, yeah, but yeah, he's going to be here. And I'm just chilling, hanging out. I brought my sketchbook and shit, and I'm listening to the morning show, listening to them between commercial breaks, which nobody gets to hear that stuff.
That's the best.
That shit is hilarious. They're cursing. The shit you don't get to hear on air is fucking great. So I go to the bathroom, I go to take a leak.
Vagina.
And I come back, and here he is, Harlan Williams, drawing in my sketchbook. That's pretty fucking cool. He's like, oh, I hope you don't mind me drawing. I was like, go ahead, draw whatever you want. And he just starts fucking drawing, and I'm just chilling, and he's like, oh, here you go. Draws it, signs it, and it's somewhere, I hope somewhere in my closet right now. So again, he worked with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
2 degrees.
That's 2 degrees.
Bam.
That's badass, dude. That is badass, dude.
Bam. I know Dave Chappelle by 2 degrees.
That's sweet, dude. I got a 2 degrees to Ron Jeremy.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When I was a young chef, I graduated from culinary school and I went to Lake Tahoe and I was working on Heavenly's Mountain at this timeshare resort. It was a really nice place. And so what was cool was...
What was cool?
Who am I doing 2 degrees of separation to again?
You're high as fuck.
Oh, I am.
Let me get the joint.
Who was I doing it to?
Ron Jeremy.
So check it out. In my neighborhood up there, there was this little chalet bar. And our bartender there is this hot fucking chick. She took off and she said she was doing it. She was going to Vegas for the Adult Video Awards. She wanted to go for the Porn Star Awards, right? So she went out and she partied. She got backstage to a bunch of porn star parties and shit. And she actually met Ron Jeremy.
Oh.
And she said, of course, he tried to fuck her.
Of course he did. He tries to fuck everyone.
They were having a conversation and she was like, you know,
I'm sure if I met him, he tried to fuck me too.
She says, probably because I think he's in jail right now. So.
He was with the Me Too thing, ain't it?
She goes, yeah, I think so. And she goes, what she asked her, she goes, is your dick really that big? And he said, actually, it's not. He goes, it's all camera angles. He goes, my trick is I can just come on command and keep fucking. It stays hard. So I asked him if I could see it. And he goes, sure, come back here. And they went behind the curtains.
And
he like pulled his dick out and he made it hard for her. She was looking at it. She's like, it really wasn't that big. He goes, now lay down on the ground. And she laid down. He stood over her and he's like, check this angle out. She's like, fuck, it looks huge, you know? And that was her Ron Jeremy story.
Camera
and
tricks.
Then he was like, well, why we're back here? She said no, but I bet she fucked Ron Jeremy.
She fucked
Ron Jeremy.
Just to have that story for the girls, I guess. She won't go tell you.
Of course not.
She probably blew him at least, or touched it. Did she tell you she touched it at least? She didn't touch it.
She acted like she did nothing.
Okay, I'm pretty sure she fucking touched it.
Oh, dude, she touched it in more ways than two. Dude, I bet she coupled the bulls while swallowing the gravy. She Jack Blacked that shit, dude. Why else would a girl go to the Adult Video Awards?
To get laid?
There it is, by porn star dudes.
But not Ron Jeremy.
I mean, dude, you know, if I was there to fuck porn star girls, it's not like I wouldn't fuck... Name a porn star girl. I don't know any of their names.
I don't know.
Yep, I do. I don't know. I do one
names,
of those.
I don't know.
I do names. I don't know. Pretty much whatever.
What's her name? And the other one.
I would do her too, yeah.
And the other one, and that one.
And her mom.
I mean, granted, if any of them ever worked in the biz, welcome to come on the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's biz. That's...
Sorry, we don't remember any names right now, but... we're pretty high. We've been smoking.
What's the moral of the story? I like titties.
I like titties.
Oh, yeah. That's also our password. Will you please turn off the phone, bro? We're in the middle of a professionally recorded podcast.
No, we're not.
Situation.
We're too high to continue.
Good, because I'm going to go eat some ribs.
Yeah.
Happy for Twomp pre-party stuff. Here go an orgasm. I can guess what y'all expect from me.